T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. What is good, everybody? Happy Monday to you. Hope you had a wonderful, wonderful weekend. And thanks for making us part of your afternoon. Genuinely appreciate you. Let's check on the text line. I got a buck on Lonzo in the 40-yard dash. I'd give Mark, what is it? Can you translate this to me, this text, Lonzo? Eleven seconds of dead air warning.
4.3 weeks. Oh, it's going to take you 4.3 weeks to run a 40-yard dash. That's what they're saying.
No, I think he's taking me to beat you. Is what's going on there?
No.
Is that not what's happening?
I think he says that's how long it would take you to run a 40-yard dash.
A texter says Lonzo would smoke your tater ass. Thank you, sir. There is a legit reason for the 1% road taxes being voted down, Mark. See, this is the information that I need to know. I've been here 1 year. I don't know everything. I never heard of the gas roads tax. But he says there's no accountability with the SCDOT, South Carolina Department of Transportation. Boom. They often move monies around. We don't trust government here. Well, what about if it was for a sports team? Mark, as a South Carolina fan, I agree. Lawrence's numbers were less than the year prior. Where I disagree with you is I would absolutely take Trevor Lawrence over Joe Burrow. Burrow equals system quarterback. Did you see some of those ball placements in the national championship game? Did you see, like, literally it was like it was laid right into the hands of the wide receivers? I don't know how you could watch that game. I don't know how anybody could watch that game and take Trevor Lawrence over Joe Burrow. Sir, I think it's time for your annual eye exam, and I've got bad news for you. Your prescription has gotten worse. It's gotten worse. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to do that little ditty. We call the top five at five, the top five biggest topics, the top five biggest stories in the world of sports that we are discussing today. The top five at five starts right now.
I would smoke you in the 40.
There's no way.
It's so sad.
Dude, that is...
I'd give you five yards and still beat you.
Listen, ladies and gentlemen, you know, Lonzo and I had about 11 months ago. We had this period of time where we were debating athletic prowess on the air. And then Lonzo and I ended up at the place where you could put on display all of these athletic feats. It was the place where all of the best athletes go. It was Dave and Buster's. And at Dave and Buster's, Lonzo got smoked so bad he's forgotten the score of the Papa Shot basketball. And he told me his game was air hockey, and it was 5-1. So I am not of the belief that Lonzo...
I also found out that if I hurt you after saying what I was going to hurt you, that I would be held liable. So I held off on what I was doing on air hockey.
Oh, yeah, you held off.
I consulted with legal, and it would have been a bad idea for me
and
to go
And he held
all out.
Off on Papa Shot, and he would hold off on the 40-yard dash and because he would hurt me emotionally if he beat me.
Oh, no. Yeah. I'm not holding off when it comes to running.
Hurt me on the bench press. He would hurt me on everything. All right, ladies and gentlemen, the top five at five starts right now at number five. So I was privileged to be at Bon Secours Wellness Arena in Greenville, South Carolina on Saturday for not one but two events. Furman basketball against Wofford. the Swamp Rabbits hockey in the nightcapper. And I'll tell you what, Bon Secours, the people of the upstate, really, really, really shone through to me. I mean, it really shined in an amazing way. The Furman game was outstanding. You know, they played in a much bigger arena, a venue, than they're used to playing at Timmins Arena, a significantly larger venue. There's about 6,000 people there on Saturday. And the lower bowl, for the most part, was jam-packed and had a great view of the action. And I just thought Furman, the basketball program, showed that they were deserving of the marquee. You know, we talked about this a few weeks ago with, or last week or the week before, with South Carolina women's hoops. Was women's basketball ready to be on the marquee? Was Furman men's basketball ready to be on the marquee? Just like the South Carolina ladies, the Furman men answered it resoundingly in the affirmative. A resounding hell yes. They're absolutely positively ready. And they won on an amazing finish to the game, 67-66. Wofford had a chance to win at the buzzer but missed a rather open three-point jumper as time expired. All in all, very impressed with Furman, very impressed with the university, very impressed with how they filled a large section of Bon Secours Wellness Arena. Thank you so much for having me. In addition, the Greenville Swamp Rabbits game on Saturday night, an even bigger crowd Saturday evening. Got to hang with my guy Jordan Coons just a little bit. I take sole credit for helping to break the Greenville Swamp Rabbits losing streak on Saturday evening. And boy, what a vibe, what an atmosphere, what a great showcase for the city of Greenville. And if you happen to live anywhere in the upstate, I think I invite you to adopt these teams, Furman Paladins men's basketball, Greenville Swamp Rabbits, as your own. They would like very, very much your support. And I'll tell you, going to both in one day, went to Bon Secours, went back home, went to the Greenville Swamp Rabbits, went back home, was a blast of a time out. And I would highly recommend that anyone partake in it. Great job, Furman. Great job, Greenville Swamp Rabbits. A tip of the cap to the Bon Secours Wellness Arena as well. Next up, ladies and gentlemen, I was convinced of something on Saturday night. I was convinced that boxing has supplanted the UFC as number one in the fight game today. And it's the first time in the last 10 years that I can honestly say I believe that. The last 10 years, it's been UFC all the way, Dana White, big fights. And then for the last 5 years, for most of the last 5 years, I felt like one was going to die and that one was going to survive. Now I feel like both can survive. And we still have the problem in boxing of the alphabet soup number of belts. It is crazy. We still have the problem of having a different weight class every two bloody pounds. Give me three weight classes. Lightweight, middleweight, heavyweight. Allow everyone to fit somewhere in that realm. Okay? I bet you Lonzo and I can solve this right now. All right? The lightweight classes. Here we go. You ready? Lightweight class for men, 125 to 155. Middleweight class, 155 to 185. Heavyweight class, anything above 185. Done. Thanks for playing.
I don't know. I'd throw in a fourth belt in there, but pretty much, yeah. I think when you get 20 pounds, we saw what happened in this fight. I think 10 pounds a belt would be good.
10 pounds a belt?
Yeah.
So do we need to do that for 240, 250, 260, 270?
No. Once you get into heavyweight, then all bets are off.
Okay. All right. But the bottom line is, folks, we now have another star to watch in boxing. We'll now watch somebody else besides Floyd Mayweather in boxing. Tyson Fury reminds me of a Marvel comic book character. He's superhuman in a way. And I think we like Tyson Fury so much because he's not chiseled. He's not ripped. He's not shredded. He was chided at the weigh-in for being out of shape. People, self-included, I'm guilty as charged, looked at the physique of Deontay Wilder, and said, oh, this is not going to be pretty for the Englishman, and it was. He reminds us of us with a dad bod. He reminds us of us because he suffered from mental illness for quite some time and almost took his own life. And Tyson Fury spoke about the fact that he had a game plan and he followed his game plan, and his game plan was a secret to nobody.
We didn't mind revealing the game plan. Now, we had nothing to hide. I said what I was going to do, run across the ring to him, put him on the back foot and unload big shots on him. And I know at 6'9" and 270 pounds, if I hit anybody and knock them spark out, I've never been the type of boxer to sit down on my punches and let fly. I've always been a slick master boxer. Jab, move, get out the way of everything.
And it was achieved. You know, the game plan was achieved. Here is current boxer Timothy Bradley on what Tyson Fury showed us.
I have to say he's like the modern day Ali. You know, he can do it all in the ring. He did exactly what he said he was going to do. He's 6'9". We know he can box. He can move. Ali was that type of fighter, and I'm talking about his boxing skills. And modern day, when I say modern day Ali, it's because, you know, Ali was very loud and very boisterous as well. And, you know, I see some similarities as far as the style goes. Muhammad Ali was very fluent with his movement. He wasn't 6'9". He was about 6'3", maybe 6'3½". You know, he can pretty much do it all. And Ali was one of those guys that told you what he was going to do and actually get in the ring and actually do it. And Fury did the same thing.
Congratulations to Tyson Fury. So what do you think? Do you agree with me or disagree that boxing has supplanted UFC as number one in the fight game today? Next up. Number three, ladies and gentlemen. So here's my belief on the upstate as a region. I believe in order for a higher level professional team to work here, a la the XFL, the one thing that needs to happen is that people of the upstate need to begin to refer to it as such. Parochial is kind of a narrow view. That's the definition of parochial. I don't think for the most part people here are parochial, but I think they are territorial, and they're parochial in one sense that they hang on to the small town name feel, right? And I feel like in order for this area to work for a team like the XFL, for a league like the XFL, you have to do away with that in honor of viewing the whole area as the upstate. One for all. One for all. Do you think that's possible in this area? Lonzo says no. Lonzo says the area will hang on to the small town name and the small town feel for as long as time exists. But I think, you know, the way that the way that Nielsen and media companies look at this area now is as one big area. They look at it as the upstate. It comes just short of saying the upstate when you look at the media market rankings. We live in the 58th largest market in the country, and there's 1,050,000 people here, and it's called Greenville-Spartanburg. What they don't tell you is they're also including the Pelzers, the Senecas, the Traveler's Rest, the Roebucks, the Woodruffs, all of the above in that population estimate. So what do you think? Do you think the area is capable of adopting the upstate as the name for all? And if I proposed a question to you and said, would you pay a 1% additional tax for 2 years in order to ensure an XFL team comes to the upstate? Is that something you'd be willing to do? I sure would be. I want an XFL team here. Take the money right out of my wallet. What say you, ladies and gentlemen? Yay or nay? Next up. A farewell to Kobe Bryant today at the Staples Center, and Vanessa Bryant, widow of Kobe Bryant, stole the show. You can probably hear my voice buckle a little bit when I talk about this and me starting to stammer and stutter a little bit, ums and ahs coming out of my mouth, because I had this early on the rundown today to get to in the first part of the show. And it's a touching subject to me, and I'm having a hard time dealing with it, honestly, still understanding and grasping that Kobe Bryant is with us. I want you to hear, and I want you to ask yourself if you'd be capable of doing what Vanessa Bryant did today in front of a sold-out arena. Russell Westbrook, Michael Jordan, Magic Johnson, all the dignitaries in attendance, knees shaking, so on and so forth. I don't know that I could stand up to the microphone, stand up to the podium, and do what Vanessa Bryant did today in two parts. Here's Vanessa.
She was daddy's girl, but I know she loved her mama, and she would always tell me and show me how much she loved me. She was one of my very best friends. She loved to bake. She loved putting a smile on everyone's face. Last August, she made a beautiful birthday cake for her daddy. It had fondant and looked like it had blue agate crystals. Kobe's birthday cake looked like it was professionally decorated. She made the best chocolate chip cookies. She loved watching cooking shows and cupcake wars with me. And she loved watching Survivor and NBA games on TV with her daddy. She also loved watching Disney movies with her sisters. Gigi was very competitive like her daddy, but Gianna had a sweet grace about her. Her smile was like sunshine. Her smile took up her entire face, like mine. Kobe always said she was me. She had my fire, my personality, and sarcasm. She was tender and loving on the inside. She had the best laugh. It was infectious. It was pure and genuine.
That's tough to listen to, man. Vanessa Bryan continues.
God knew they couldn't be on this earth without each other. He had to bring them home to heaven together. Babe, you take care of our Gigi. And I got Nani, Bibi, and Coco. We're still the best team. We love and miss you, Boo Boo and Gigi. May you both rest in peace and have fun in heaven until we meet again one day. We love you both and miss you forever and always. Mommy.
What unbelievable strength, courage, beautiful words. In a situation that must be incredibly difficult to do, difficult to carry out. She was obviously the keynote speaker today, and she absolutely, she could not have done better. Could not have done better. Eloquent, insightful, powerful, meaningful, and just, you struggle to find the words of admiration to describe how you feel about Vanessa Bryant's strength. Ladies and gentlemen, why did we love Kobe Bryant? Why did we love him? I'm curious as to how you would answer that question. Did it have more to do with the talent, more to do with the person, more to do with the character, more to do with the drive, more to do with the work ethic? If I asked you to pinpoint the why behind the globe's worldwide love affair with Kobe, what would you say the reason behind that was and still is? And finally, we had Josh Parcell on earlier today from WFNZ, our sister station in Charlotte, and he is all about tanking for Trevor with the Carolina Panthers. I could not disagree more. Folks, I like Trevor Lawrence. I saw him in person 7 times this year at Clemson home games. I think he's got a ceiling as high as anyone in the NFL. But he hasn't reached half of that yet. He regressed from year one to year two. I'm not impressed with what I saw the first half of the year. In the second half of the season, Clemson is playing all cupcakes conference teams. And in the playoffs, 2 games in the playoffs, look at the stats, folks, was underwhelming. 51% completions, 2 touchdowns, no interceptions. This isn't a bashing Trevor Lawrence segment. That's not what this is about. All I'm saying is, to me, at this point, he hasn't come close to earning the number one overall pick in the draft. How could you or anyone else not watch the national championship game and come away feeling like, I saw what the number one pick in the NFL draft looks like, and it sure as hell ain't Trevor right now? There was a chasm, a gap between Joe Burrow and Trevor Lawrence in that game, as wide as the Grand Canyon. That gap was the difference in the game. It wasn't LSU's playmakers. It wasn't the defense. It wasn't anything else. It was the gap between Joe Burrow and Trevor Lawrence. When LSU needed a touchdown, they had it every time at will. When Clemson needed a touchdown, they could not move the ball in the second half. All of this is to say, I am, to channel my inner Denny Green, not willing to crown Trevor Lawrence today. I'm not willing to crown him the first pick in the draft today. I wouldn't take him with a first pick in the draft today. If he was in this year's draft class, there's no way I could ever explain or justify selecting him ahead of Joe Burrow or Chase Young. They're just much better players at this point. Next year, he's got to jump Justin Fields. Can he do it? We will see. He's got the potential. But potential unrealized is just that. Those are today's top five at five. Now it's your chance to chime in, which you can do at 1-844-477-3776. 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number. The text line is there for you at 71307. Start your text with the word ESPN and away you go. Twitter, where our policy is, if you're following us, we will get to your tweets live and on the air at ESPN Upstate, at Lonzo on Word, at Mark Ryan on Air, M-A-R-C Ryan on Air. And you can also email the show, Mark Ryan, M-A-R-C Ryan at ESPNUpstate.com. Your thoughts, your calls, all of the above when Offsides with Mark Ryan continues right after this. ESPN Upstate.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Great to be with you, Monday edition of the show. Let's check on the email. Alexander Miles says, Mark, did you get this one? He goes, love the show as usual. Not pleased when college baseball takes you off. Appreciate the kind words, Miles. Miles Alexander, in your upstate towns, did you get to Little Chicago? Did we get to Little Chicago, Lonzo? Yes, we did. We did get to this, but we did not get to his hometown of, We did not get to his hometown of Fair Forest. You ever heard of Fair Forest?
Yes, I have.
Good God, how many towns are there?
Like I told you.
Unbelievable,
just
man.
Just like names change of roads like five times along the road, so do towns. They're really small in some cases.
They change their name?
No, what I'm saying is if you drive down one road in South Carolina, name will change three or four times, and it's still the same road. Towns are like that, too. You can drive through five towns in 5 minutes and not even realize you did it.
Wow. Okay. I got you. I got you. Miles Alexander, thanks so much for emailing the show today. Let's get to Bryant, who's up next. Bryant, thanks for the call, bud. You're offsides. Bryant, go ahead.
Hey, yeah, I just wanted to say thanks, Mark, for asking my question to the dormant coach last week.
Sure, bud.
And then I it's just been on my mind about the Joe Burrow in the Carolina Panthers, because Joe Brady is the OC there now. It's just been on my mind that they're going to try to make a move to get Joe Brady to bring him to the Panthers.
Okay, so what would it? Okay, so I'm going to give you a proposed offer, and you tell me if you accept. You ready?
Okay. Yeah.
The number 7 pick in Christian McCaffrey.
Christian McCaffrey.
That's the price. That's the price.
That's the price.
That's the price, Bryant. The number 7 pick in Christian McCaffrey, you can have Joe Burrow. And you know what I would say? I'll take it.
Do it.
I'll take it.
Do it.
I'm going to do it, and it's tough to swallow, but I'm not getting Joe Burrow at 7. If I get Joe Burrow, I get to partner him with Joe Brady, his college guy. We saw 78% completions. Right. And by the time, you know, look, McCaffrey's in his prime now. It's going to be 3 or 4 years before the Panthers are a contender again, at least, right?
Right.
So why not get optimum value for you, get your franchise quarterback? If you believe that guy is Joe Burrow, just like I believe for the Texans, that guy was Deshaun Watson a few years ago, no price is too high. No price is too high if you got the guy. The question is, what is Joe Burrow going to be, Bryant? Is he your guy?
Well, I guess in this, I'm just looking at the situation, because with every team comes chemistry and, you know, being in the right place at the right time. I just think that they would be better if they could get him, because I don't think they really want Cam. So, you know, that was just something that was on my mind, that they probably would try to make a move to get him, to partner him with Joe Brady again.
I mean, the price tag would be immense. It would be immense. Josh Parcell joined us at 4 o'clock today. He advocates trading down from number 7 to get more picks, not necessarily trading up. But again, if you identify Joe Burrow as your guy, I don't believe there's any price that's too high. Fans go nuts about these first-round draft picks. You know what, Bryant?
Right.
Half of these picks, you go through, you look at the bust rate the last 10 years. If I give you, and I need to redo this segment, bust rates for NFL draft. If you go back and you look at the first-round picks, if you set the expectation of a first-round pick as a solid starter, all right, you go back 10 years in the NFL draft, 50% bust in terms of meeting that expectation. So if I'm giving you 3 first-round picks for Joe Burrow, only 1.5 of them are going to be good, right? And then of those 1.5, I'm getting my franchise caller. I'm getting my franchise quarterback. That's why I say if you know that he's the guy, there's no price too high. No price too high.
Right. Right. And as far as McCaffrey goes, you know, you can get another running back that can catch passes out of the back there too.
He won't be Christian McCaffrey, but you know what? That's okay. I'm pretty sure they could be in last place without Christian McCaffrey, right?
Well, that's true. I mean, Marshall Faulk. I mean, there's been a lot of those guys. So, yeah, his name won't be Christian McCaffrey, but it'll be another guy just as good.
Bryant, great to catch up with you today, buddy. Thanks so much for the call. Really, really do appreciate the call here on the show. Check on Twitter. Josh Green says we've got to make the 40-yard dash happen. Mark Ryan's 6,000 account. Oh, he sees me creeping towards 6,000 followers there. He says, get the sundial for the timer. I don't quite get that. Michael Stathakis.
You know what a sundial is, right?
Yeah, it's old school timing, right?
Yeah, I just want to make sure you know what it is. Yeah.
Michael Stathakis on our dating stats said, I'm glad Gen Z gets away in a year with what one Mother's Day costs me. Gen Z plays $366 on dating for a year. That's kids 18 to 23.
Hey, Michael, don't be saying, man, you make us look bad saying stuff like that. Don't do that.
Thomas Queen says you can put Mayo, South Carolina on your list. What about ketchup and mustard, South Carolina?
I don't believe those exist, but Mayo does.
Mayo does. He's also against paying more tax. I don't understand you people against paying more taxes to get a team Well, I don't understand that. Can somebody explain that to me? Like if I was the government, Mark Ryan, if I was the government, okay, and I was,
then Lonzo would be in jail.
That's also true. And you'd be in trouble in prison as well if I was in charge. You'd be in big trouble. But if I was in charge and I could tell you that this money is going to be appropriated directly to bring an XFL team here, 1% tax for the next 2 years. You in or you out? You in or you out? Regarding boxing versus UFC, stars are the key. No stars, no buys. If boxing can produce the stars, it will survive. No new taxes, a texter says. And then finally, a texter says, none of these towns are incorporated towns for the record. If they don't have have a post office, it's not a town, in my opinion. And if it's not a town, in my opinion. Agree or disagree, Lonzo, is that the barometer for a town, that you have to have a post office in said town, or you cannot call yourself a town? That would upset a lot of people here in the upstate.
It probably would. Gray Court has a post office, so I guess we're actually a town.
There you go.
I think post offices serve counties more so than towns for the most part.
Let's see. We explained it already, Mark Ryan. We don't care about pro sports, much less paying for it. College rules here. Get used to it. Listen. College sports number one for you, college sports number one for me. But don't act like the Greenville Gladiators, don't act like that wouldn't be damn cool. A Vince McMahon league in the upstate, centrally located in either Greenville or Spartanburg, where people from Lyman and Welford and Fingerville and Roebuck and Sugartit can all come and enjoy together? Really? Come on, Mark, big Chicago sports fan and ESPN upstate listener out here in Boiling Springs from Corey. Corey, we appreciate you so much, man. Thanks so much for tuning in to the show. Coming up next, it is time for Lonzo's fight game on a Monday. With such big news and such a big event, we had to move the segment up. That is coming your way next. North South Carolina. Is that a town? Are you familiar with that?
I believe that North is a town, yes.
Are you kidding me? Boy, is that confusing. I live in North South Carolina. Is that here in the upstate? Is this person playing with me? No? Lonzo's
fight. Each time you look it up and you find out that it's true.
It's true every single time. You're listening to Offsides with Mark Ryan and Lonzo right here on ESPN Upstate. It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. My list of towns is growing. North South Carolina. Do those people wake up not knowing which way is up? Those poor people.
Just think about if you live in East or West North South Carolina. I mean, that would be really confusing.
Please tell me, though, those are not town names.
No.
Please.
What part of North South Carolina do you live in? I live in East North South. I mean, it would be a problem.
Stop. I live in East North Southwest. I live in East Northwest. No, that's not how you would say it. I live in East Northwest South Carolina. There it is. There it is, ladies and gentlemen. I figured it out. All right. Of course, check on the text line. Of course, pro sports would work here, Mark Ryan. The triumph for a professional soccer team, but barely and became super popular here. Imagine if an actual professional team came here. Well, yes, the Triumph are a pro team. And yes, the Greenville Swamp Rabbits are a pro team. And yes, the Greenville Drive are a pro team. But they are pro teams at the minor league levels of those professional league organizations. Those are the facts. The XFL, it could be said, is a minor league to the NFL, but there's no direct affiliation. It is a professional league in and of itself, and I think that would be a fantastic baby step. My question for you guys is, if I charged you a 1% tax for 2 years to bring an XFL team here, do you want the Greenville Gladiators? Do you want the Spartanburg...
Oh, you want me to throw
The Spartanburg Scorpions. Do you want them?
I like that better than Greenville Gladiators.
Do you?
The Spartanburg Scorpions, yeah.
There you go. There you go. Quick wit for the win. All right, it is time to get to Lonzo's Fight Club. Let's hit it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, you know what? I'm really excited about this because, for one thing, I was right. And that, when you're right, that makes you feel really excited about something. And I was correct. You know, I picked Fury to win by a knockout.
What did I pick?
Yeah, you picked Wilder, like most people did. And that's the thing.
Who was the favorite?
If I recall, Wilder. At least if you looked at, I mean, you might want to look at Vegas odds, but according to everyone that I saw online and on all the big name TV guys, only a couple people. I saw Ariel Helwani actually picked Fury to win, and that's a UFC guy who covers boxing also, and he knew what he was talking about, just like I knew what I was talking about. And first thing I want to talk about is the entrances.
Let me tell you this. Let me interject one thing. By the slightest of odds, Deontay Wilder was the favorite.
Okay.
So basically, let me give you this in betting terms. If you bet, you would have to bet 125 on Deontay to win $100, and Tyson Fury was plus 105. So if you bet $100, you would win 105. So it is UC minus 500, minus 400. Mm-hmm. So minus 125 and plus 105 is basically like 53-47, something like that, 53%. Those were the odds, but it was Deontay Wilder as the favorite.
All right, so here's the thing. You know, we've been looking at boxing. Mark's been asking all day, is boxing back? I don't think it's back yet. I think it's on its way. One thing that boxing learned and took from the WWE is entrances. If you look at the entrance, when Tyson Fury is put on a dais and on a bier and led out by very muscular people wearing a crown on his throne.
All of whom could beat him in boxing. No?
Not necessarily, no. So he's led out this way, and then Wilder comes out wearing armor with a crown, and the armor was sweet. It really was. So they got the entrance down. The problem is the lower weights don't do that. The heavyweights do that, and this – I watched, yes. Is that sweet or what?
This looks like the last thing. Deontay Wilder's armor looks like the last thing you've seen in your life. As in, if you are seeing that, your life is over.
No, that looks like a video game character.
It does. It really does.
When you meet, that's a boss right there. That's a guy that you're going to struggle with and probably have to go through about 5 or 6 playthroughs to beat and maybe even consult with the internet. So here's the thing.
Do you do that? You don't do that, do you? I don't consult with the internet. That's cheap.
Listen, if I get to a point where I can't get past something, I like to see the thought processes. No, we've had this discussion before. I like to see the thought processes of other people. I see how they beat it, and I never beat it the same way, but I want to see how they beat it. And I still go about it the way that I think, and I'm weird.
I allow myself to look at that after I've figured it out how to beat it myself. I never allow myself.
How many games
have
you actually beat?
Let's see. 1, carry the 2, cross the 1. 1.
Yeah.
I've beaten 1.
Yeah, it's not been that many. So here's the thing. Fury spent some time in the WWE. I think he learned something from them. If you looked, Steph and Hunter were actually there, which is really cool. But everyone was still saying they were posting video of them backstage and how Tyson Fury is joking around, trying to figure out what crown he's going to wear, and how Wilder is so. He's got his gloves on ready. He's ready to go. And then Fury just comes out and does exactly what he said. He went at him from the get-go. He ran at him. And he had him on his heels the entire match. I got to tell you, the undercard was underwhelming. I was nearly asleep by the time it got to that, and then the entrance started, and that woke me up. And then that very first run is like, okay, this is going to be good. And then by the time the fight is over, I am wide awake. And that's something, you know, for someone of my age after 1 a.m. to be wide awake. And because I was excited, either way, I would have been excited. It was a good fight, but I liked the fact that Fury was able to do what a lot of people said he couldn't do. But I disagree with Mark on two things. One, a heavyweight should be fat. A heavyweight should be heavy. He should not be chiseled. You should not look at a heavyweight and go, I can't tell if he's a heavyweight or not.
Because
it's hard to look at a screen and account for how tall someone is, especially if they're going up against someone who's equally as tall. I want to see some pudgy guy out there. The UFC has proven that the fat guy can win. The fat guy can win. When Daniel Cormier came in and beat Stipe Miocic, not the last time because he lost him last time, but the first time they fought, he was huge. But there's a lot of muscle underneath. All it means is you can eat and don't have to cut weight. Doesn't mean you're not practicing as hard or things like that. We've seen agile people in other sports that are heavy. I want my heavyweight to look fat. Not butter being fat, but still fat. I want my heavyweight to look like a heavyweight. And I like that. I like what we played a cut earlier about people comparing Fury to Muhammad Ali. You need showmanship. This is how you get the sport back. But here's the problem. Who else are boxers other than these two guys? Can you name any other boxers?
Therein lies the problem.
UFC is still king because the UFC can name a bunch of fighters and they know how to market. Boxing can't do that yet. They've got one guy carrying them.
Let's do a little pop quiz, Lonzo. And I do this to you all the time and you hate it. So now let's flip the script here. Casual fan doesn't go out, doesn't pay for pay-per-view. I'm going to name as many boxers as I can name and as many UFC fighters as I can name. Ready? Go. Jose Aldo. John Jones. Aster Overeem.
Alistair
Overeem. Am I saying that right?
Yes.
That's about it.
Yeah, I just named two. It shows you how much you weren't paying attention.
Okay, so then we've got Floyd Mayweather, Deontay Wilder, Tyson Fury, Keith one-time Thurman Jr., Triple G. I'm better with boxing. But
one of the guys you named was retired. Mayweather is no longer a boxer.
Oh, come on.
So
come
you can't,
on,
you can't throw
on,
him in there.
The guy's never retired.
You cannot throw him in there. Again, UFC is more exposed. It's more accessible. You got a better shot of seeing it in your area. UFC has been here at the well. Could have went and seen the UFC. When's the last time you heard of boxing anywhere near here? So
I'm not talking about here. I'm talking about nationally.
No, I know what you're saying, yeah. But the UFC will come to a smaller venue and will fight and will pack the place out.
I love that.
Boxing will not do that. Boxing doesn't go on the road. Boxing is not on TV. They're trying to bring it back some. But my wife said this, and I thought the same thing until the Wilder Fury fight. The undercard is boring. When you watch UFC, there's so much action, so much going on. Boxing can be boring if it's done poorly. And I thought the undercard matches, they weren't evenly matched. They were one-sided, and they just weren't that good.
So you paid $79.99 with the wife for the pay-per-view package.
Listen, my wife...
Okay, wait.
My wife, while I was at work, was watching UFC.
Right.
And then she texted me during the show.
Do you want to watch the fight?
Do you wanna,
I saw that on Twitter.
Do you want to buy this? And I'm like, yeah. Yeah,
okay,
let's do this.
So here's the thing. You just ranted about how crappy the undercard was. Yay or nay? Did Lonzo and Lisa get their money's worth on the fight?
Yes, because of the main event. And we also paid full price for McGregor Mayweather, and we had no problem with paying for that because the main event was worth it. But if the main event wasn't worth it, then that would be different. Even if Wilder won the fight and it was still a good fight, it would have been worth the money. But this was, I'm sorry, they got to do better with the undercard.
I agree with you.
I don't like it when you're looking at the text line and you're laughing.
I agree with you, Michael Stathakis. Ideas for XFL team names. The Greenville Gross Adjustments. The Upstate Unearned Income Exceptions. The Spartanburg Standard Deductions. The Carolina Capital Gains. Or the GSP Penny Taxers. You know you want my penny tax, Michael. You know you want it. It's coming right at you. By the way, Darth Chosen says, if I played Skyrim, I would be scouring the interwebs for tips. Let me tell you, I play Skyrim. It's my favorite game of all time. And I scoured the interweb one time for tips. And you know what it was? There was a glitch in the game. It was a glitch in the game, and you couldn't advance past this female boss, troop leader, who was just telling me the wrong thing. I couldn't advance. And so I looked how to fix the glitch in the game. That's it. All right. Coming up next on the show, I have a story of perseverance to share with you.
Which had nothing to do with Skyrim, obviously.
What do you mean?
Perseverance, because you had to look it up. You couldn't...
No, it was a glitch in the game, dude. Look it up.
Sure it was.
There is a female troop leader, and you're under these tents, and she doesn't give you an order. And I'm like, how do I get her to give me an order? She's supposed to give me an order to do something.
I know what you're talking about.
There is a glitch in the game.
I know
Thank
exactly
you.
What
Thank
you're talking
you.
No, about. I know who she is, and yeah. I didn't have that glitch. But,
okay.
You know, not everyone has that glitch.
I'm going to tell you a story of perseverance from an athlete you know and love. And that's coming up next here on Offsides, ESPN Upstate.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. I'm going to share a story with you here about Kelly Bryant, who was on the Jim Rome show recently. Jim Rome said to him, just so we're clear about this, you went to the hospital and doctors found a softball-sized abscess and you were diagnosed with Crohn's disease. Rome told his national audience, you spent all that time there. You lost more than 50 pounds. Your parents were at your bedside every single night. Your grandmothers were there during the day. It seems to me it would have been pretty easy for you to say, man, football's just not in the cards. My career is over. But you didn't. How come? Kelly Bryant said, I'm a fighter. It's been the story of my life. I've had to deal with a lot of things, adverse situations. Whenever I have a tough time, I just revert back to being in that hospital bed, looking at my grandmothers every day while my parents were at work. It gives me extra fuel to fight. That's just been my testament, my story, each and every day when I get out of bed. You love the fight from Kelly Bryant. You love it, man. The question with a Kelly Bryant is, does he have the skill set to achieve in the National Football League? I'll be real honest with you. Year one in Missouri, I didn't see it. Then again, you have to factor in everything that goes with going to a brand new school, man. New system, new playbook, new coaches, new everything. Was it reasonable to expect what people expected out of Missouri with a very easy schedule, a Clemson-like easy schedule all of next season? People were saying 10-2, 11-1. That didn't materialize. Most projections slot Kelly Bryant into the late round to undrafted free agent range. NFL.com draft analyst and Houston sports radio show host Lance Zierlein says he'll need to show something in Indianapolis that can overcome his inconsistent tape as a passer. Kelly Bryant as an NFL quarterback. See, here's the thing. Here's what's working against him. He's not even really the scrambling quarterback either. You know, it's not like he's more like Teddy Bridgewater. In that sense, he's not the spread option, incredibly elusive quarterback. So what you have is a largely stationary, inaccurate quarterback. Can a quarterback become more accurate? According to Mike Leach, now coach of Mississippi State, former coach at Washington State, not really. Not really. You can't really become more accurate as a quarterback. So I don't think that bodes well for Kelly Bryant moving forward. That said, pulling for the hell out of him, man. I really, really am. Love what he's overcome. We've all overcome a lot to be where we are in life. I don't think any of us, or most of us anyway, are not dealt an easy hand. Kelly, we're rooting for you, buddy. Either or is coming your way next, right here on Offsides, ESPN Upstate.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.